This is big. Red flag on a tax raid by the government. IRD have got a new research project aiming to get information on our most wealthy, right? So the IRD has written to hundreds of people with a net worth of more than 20 million, asking for exact details about what that person owns and warning it's going to be checking those answers against those of their spouses. It's part of David Parker's quote-unquote passion for understanding wealth inequalities. Now, here's the key. The final report's going to be released middle of 2023, June of 2023, which is what? Election year. PricewaterhouseCoopers partner Jeff Nightingale back with us on this. Jeff, morning.
Morning, Mike.
Is this a wealth tax, inheritance tax? It's a money grab?
No, I don't think it's a stalking horse for that yet. It genuinely is a research project because New Zealand is short of data on the top end of the spectrum on wealth accumulation and wealth distribution. So it is, at this stage, a genuine research project.
Could it turn into something else?
Well, not with this government, because the Prime Minister's made some pretty clear commitments, but a future administration, I guess, could use it to inform some policy choices around tax design. That's right.
But that's the key, isn't it? June of 2023, go into the election, say you're up to your eyeballs in debt, but guess what we've discovered? We've got a whole lot of rich people who are going to pay for it. That's how it plays out, isn't it?
Yeah, it could do, but I think that if the current Prime Minister is still Prime Minister, that would be unlikely. She's been unequivocal in a range of forum on no more capital gains tax and no support for wealth tax. So
yeah, but they did it with a bright line. They made that up. They said there was no changes in terms of household investment. They changed it. They just called it something different.
Yeah, I guess politics is not always the most certain thing to predict.
Yeah, exactly. So it is entirely. I just can't work out why you would just run a project because you've got a quote-unquote passion for understanding wealth inequalities without doing something with it.
Yeah, well, I mean, I think Minister Parker would like to do something with it, but I'm not sure that the Labor administration is, the current one, is keen.
How many people would you hit at 20 million plus? How many are there?
Well, IRD say it's going out to 400 people. I don't know the basis on which they've tried to select it. They'll have various data sources, I suspect, but some of it will be as simple as the NBR rich list or something like that. I don't think it's necessarily as sophisticated as to how they've selected their sample.
And how much would it grab? Because, of course, remembering the 39 cent of the dollar thing, what do they claim, $500 million or whatever it was, and most people didn't think it would be that at all. By the time you get to the multimillionaires and the billionaires, you'd be collecting very little potentially, wouldn't you?
Yeah, well, look, this is literally research. They're going to destroy the data when they're finished, and they're not going to use this data for collecting tax, and so that's important. I mean, the real issue with it is they're using a power to collect this data that they didn't consult on, that they rushed through in urgency in 24 hours, and we don't know the full limits because it's never been consulted on, so they're conducting a highly intrusive process with a power that they granted themselves with no scrutiny.
But I thought they were the most open, honest and transparent government we've ever seen. Or is that not your department, Jeff?
Well, on this particular issue, they slid this power through. I mean, just to be clear, I think it's a valid research project, but it's founded on a power that was slid through with no consultation, and I think that's problematic.
Good on you. Nice to talk to you as always. Jeff Nightingale, PricewaterhouseCoopers. There'll be more where that came from. Mark my words.